This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This is You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Bring it up, Jake. You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, our crew, and you. All right, let's get right back into it. Danny Parkins joins in 20 minutes, so we're not going to, you say it's a pet peeve of mine when people do like sports content, whatever, and they talk for like 3 minutes, like, let's get right into it. Well, if you're going to get right into it, you get right into it. So I said just now, it's a bad job by me. Let's get right into it. Also, Danny Parkins joins us in 20 minutes. Also, our bets for tonight in 40 minutes. And now we get right into it, which is not really getting right into it. That's a bad hand up. It's a bad job by me, comma, broadcast professional. Yeah, it's my fault. Anyway, we continue on with it moved. Line movement, side movement, total movement for week one in the NFL. Femi, we ended the hour with the Colts and the Dolphins. You gave us a bunch of injury information. What about the actual movement on the side and total? Let's rip through a bunch of these here.
Yeah, but we've seen movement on both the side and the total over the last like couple of days here. In terms of the side, this was Colts laying one. There was some 1.5 a couple of weeks ago. Now we're down to pick'em at a lot of places. Now, BetMGM still has a one, but I do see pick'em as the consensus price. So once again, if you like Miami, BetMGM is your home to go ahead and do it. The total's actually been bet to the under. This was 47, now 46.5, which doesn't seem significant, but 47 is kind of a key-ish total. For me with this game, small lean to the Dolphins, but I'm just more intrigued to watch it than I am to bet it, because both these teams, the loser, I mean, there's going to be just a lot of hell to pay for that head coach. Like, you're starting the season off with a loss after what happened last year. So a very fascinating game. I'm not going to have a bet in it.
I'm leaning towards, I hate both these teams.
Yeah.
I'm leaning towards betting the Dolphins. Not there. I don't know if it's going to make the card. Need to think more about it. Way more stronger opinions to give out as we move along. So we'll come back to this game tomorrow.
Yeah, give me plus money. I'll bet Miami, but not at this price.
Femi, my New York football Giants on the road at the Washington Commanders. Good news for the Giants. You'll talk about this, right? We think Andrew Thomas may play in the game now. Where do we stand with the commies and the Giants in our nation's capital?
Yeah, that was the big thing that Brian Daboll addressed when he met with the media earlier this afternoon. He said that Andrew Thomas has been doing the things that he needs to do. whatever that is. But it sounded pretty optimistic that Thomas will be on the field this Sunday. And where it stands right now, this has been a very, very interesting betting market, because early on, like, you saw 7 when the schedule came out, then it got bet and that got down to 6.5, got to 6. We even saw 5.5 earlier this past weekend. Now we're settled in at 6. With the total, though, that's been hanging out at 46. But the side's been what's really interesting. A lot of Giants optimism after the preseason, the training camp reports. The vibes just seem to be very, very high for a team that has a head coach and a general manager who are on the hot seat. Doesn't feel like that when you kind of hear people talk about this team. And on the Washington side, they're the regression team. They're actually the Washington Regressions. That should be their new name instead of the Commanders. Like, that's what everyone expects that does what we do in the betting space. I think right now, my thought process with this, if this ever gets under 6 again, I'm betting the Commanders. It feels a lot like to the game we saw last year in Week 1, Panthers-Saints. Saints were about 5.5-point favorites early in the week. Gets bet all the way down to 3. Everyone loved Carolina, road dog, divisional game, etc. All the trends. And New Orleans won by like 40. I don't think that's going to happen on Sunday, but I do think the Commanders win convincingly and they cover this game. So I'm going to wait. Let's get under 6, and I'll be betting the Commanders on Sunday.
I hate to say it. I think I agree. I'll just offer this and then we'll move on for now. If it's true that Jaden Daniels is as good as I think he is, top 5 quarterback already. Top 5. Shouldn't the Commanders be like 7.5? Shouldn't they be like 7.5 or 8 in this game? Just saying. We'll do more on it coming up tomorrow. Yeah. Femi, let's go to the other team in New Jersey. The Steelers and the Jets and the Aaron Rodgers, Justin Fields Bowl.
Yeah, from an injury standpoint, obviously the today's news was a bummer for the New York Jets. Elijah Vera Tucker, sounds like he might miss the entire season. They're looking to get a second opinion on that tricep, but doesn't look good. Also for the Jets, keep this in mind. Sauce Gardner, they're all pro cornerback. Limited in practice today with a calf injury. Let's just kind of keep that in the back of our minds as we head into tomorrow and on Friday. Just want to go ahead and point that out. For Pittsburgh, Derek Harmon, their first-round pick, he's going to be out. He's going to miss at least like the first month of the season with the knee injury. Mike Tomlin said Cam Hayward will play despite the contract dispute, or at least he's expected to play. We'll see what happens come Sunday, but I would expect him to be out there. From a total standpoint, the total has been bet to the under today. This was 39, now 38.5. And the side, that's also been bet. Over the weekend, we saw 3s. Now we're starting to see some more 2.5. So people liking gangrene plus the field goal. I'm going to leave the side alone. I just like the under. I think this is very much a low-scoring game. I can see 17-14. I can see 17-3. But I just think this is going to be a low-scoring game regardless who wins it. So I'm going to be betting the under with this one. 38.5 is low, but not low enough. I like the under.
I told you already, all offseason, I like the Steelers, and Elijah Vera Tucker being out means I like them even more. If you like the Jets, please bet 3, take 3, and if you like the Steelers, please lay 2.5. There's no reason now for you, with all the options available, and we want you to bet at BetMGM, but if you like the Jets, you can get 3 at MGM. You can't lay 2.5 right now at MGM with the Steelers. Make sure you get the best of the number. I love the Steelers, and if I had to bet the total, I'd be with Femi on the under. Femi, the Tuck Rule revenge game, potentially for the Las Vegas Raiders. Mm. The Nick Costos Femi Abebefe Bowl. I like the Patriots as a surprise AFC playoff team. You like the Raiders. Where are we at with New England and Las Vegas on Sunday at Foxborough?
Yeah, the injury standpoint has not been great for New England. I guess it's kind of been bittersweet. The sweet side of it, Stephon Diggs practiced full today. He and his brother, Trayvon Diggs, apparently did some like awesome rehab work in Florida because both those guys ahead of schedule. Diggs is back and expected to play on Sunday. However, cornerback Christian Gonzalez, one of the best corners in the league, has been dealing with a hamstring injury since late July, has not practiced. Didn't practice today. It sounds like it's not going to happen for him this week, and I'd be pretty surprised if he was out there on the field, which would be a big deal and a big loss for that New England defense. And because of that news, we've seen the over get bet and the Raiders get bet. All the 3s are gone. This is now 2.5 across the board. New England under a field goal at home, the favorite in the game. And the total has gone up from 43.5 to 44, another key-ish total number. So we've seen the over get bet, and we've seen the dog get bet. I love the underdog. I'm going to be betting Raiders money line. I'll probably have a smaller bet on the over, but I think the Raiders just win the game outright. I missed out on the 3s. Whatever. I'll take plus 115. Give me the silver and black on Sunday.
I'm concerned about this Christian Gonzalez injury for the Patriots. over 43.5 would be my bet in this game. And find a 43.5 if you like the over like I do. Pats are going to... I love Drake May. I love the Drake. Raiders defense stinks. And on the flip side, no Gonzalez. My guess is he was going to shadow Brock Bowers. Now you don't have that. I think the Raiders offense gets a big upgrade. I do like the over 43.5 for the Patriots and the Raiders. You better you bet on this Wednesday. It moved week one in the NFL. Femi to the afternoon slate. Cam Ward making his NFL debut for the Titans on the road at my Denver Broncos. What do we got, Broncos and Titans?
Yeah, tough spot here for a rookie quarterback making their debut at altitude against one of the best defenses in the league. Not a whole lot of injury news here to report. Correct me if I'm wrong, Nick. But in terms of the side, that's been moving today. Like, we saw 8.5 go to 9. But then once it got to 9, some people were interested in the 9s with betting Tennessee. So we're back to 8.5. But there's been an appetite to bet the Denver Broncos. How many people want to put an Eagles-Broncos teaser together when you look at the totals and you look at the sides? I think a lot of people might be doing that. So I think right now the side for me, it's a pass. I just don't like the setup. I know it's a lot of points. I think it's probably just right. I think I'm bullish on Tennessee, but not in this particular game. I'm low on Denver, but I think in this game, they're probably really good. If I had to bet the game, honestly, I'd bet Denver alts and like lay like 16.5 or something like that. And like maybe they just run away from these guys and it looks pretty bad for Tennessee. The total, that's kind of ping pong back and forth, 43, 42.5. We're kind of dancing in that range as a lower scoring game is expected. But I think if you're betting the side, I think it's Denver alts. Like, I'm not messing around laying 9. Just lay the big price and get plus money.
I think you're right here on the Broncos, and I like the Broncos. We'll do Survivor tomorrow, probably. I like the Broncos as a Survivor play this week. I have a hard time thinking, even if you wanted to say Cam Ward's like Jaden Daniels, and like he could have that kind of impact. Remember, Jaden Daniels got wrecked by the Buccaneers last year, and he got his revenge in the wild card round, but I do like the Denver Broncos as well in this game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Femi, the Niners and the Seahawks, such a fascinating game, right? For a bunch of different reasons, injury and otherwise. What about San Francisco at Seattle in your neck of the woods, the Pacific Northwest on Sunday?
Yeah, the side's kind of been hanging out a little bit here at 2.5. We see some twos pop up, and then immediately the Niners get bet, and then there's interest in Seattle at 2.5. So I think we're going to hang out here. Niners under a field goal would be my guess as we close on Sunday. The total, though, is what's been being bet under. Like, this was 46.5 earlier this offseason. Saw some 45s in August, 44.5s, then got bet down. We're now at 43. And you look at the 49ers' skill positions, that's a big reason as to why. I mean, whether suspensions or injuries, they are missing a lot of guys. Brandon Ayuk being the big headliner, but Jacob Cowing, DeMarcus Robinson's being suspended. Juwan Jennings, that's the big guy. Kyle Shanahan did say he's expecting him to play, was limited with a calf injury. There's been some contract disputes between he and the organization, but I think he's going to be out there, should be good to go. But I think for me, I'm passing the game. If you ever wanted to tease in week one, I think Seattle probably makes for a pretty solid teaser leg, but I'm not even that thrilled about that since it's a new quarterback and it's a early season situation. But I think I'm going to pass and maybe put the Seahawks in some contests and bet it that way. But in terms of my actual money, no, I'm not betting the game.
I think if I had to bet this game, Femi, I think I'd actually take the points with Seattle. If Seattle's got a chance, and I think Seattle's got a chance to have a top defense in the league this year, top five, top three, could they be the best defense in the league? I don't think it's outside the realm of possibility. And San Fran's dealing with all the injury. You detailed a bunch of the injury stuff for San Francisco. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I'm going to get there, but if I had to bet this game, I think I'd actually take the points, Femi, with Seattle. What about Green Bay and Detroit? Dan Campbell saying, on the eighth day, God created Lambeau Field. What do we got with Green Bay and Detroit Sunday at Lambeau?
I love Dan Campbell. we have a little bit of push-pull going on with this game. Like, the Micah Parsons trade gets announced. Packers got bet a little bit. All those 1.5 and twos became 2.5s. But once we got to 2.5, here comes the Detroit Lions money. The Lions got bet. So we're sitting here at 2 as our consensus number. BetMGM has a 2.5, so you know what to do if you like the Detroit Lions. Go ahead and do it at the sportsbook where we make it legendary. But in terms of the total, that's still hanging out 47.5. 47 is where we sit right now. Injury news, though, for the Packers. It's not great. Michael Parsons dealing with a back injury, which apparently has been legit. The whole time I thought he was just doing it for the hold-in. But apparently this back injury is legit. He needs an epidural. So we'll kind of continue to monitor that, the guy who's only the favorite for defensive player of the year. And then Jaden Reed has got the foot injury. Nate Hobbs has been banged up as well throughout training camp. Xavier McKinney's been banged up all throughout training camp, but he's good to go. As it stands right now, if I had to bet the game, small lean to Green Bay, but I'm just going to watch this one. I think my Packers bets that I have in terms of Super Bowl exactas, MVP, we're sweating that out already week one. A high leverage moment for this team to get the one seed to win this game. So for me, side and total, I'm going to pass it.
I'm leaning on Detroit here. Not ready to place a bet on this game. I think this may be a fact-finding mission for yours truly with the Lions and the Packers. What about the Rams and the Texans, Femi, in Los Angeles on Sunday?
Yeah, good news on the injury front for the Los Angeles Rams. Like, Alaric Jackson with dealing with the blood clots, he's expected to start. Obviously, we knew Matthew Stafford was going to play as well. For the Houston Texans, C.J. Gardner-Johnson, according to the general manager, Nick Caserio, he's good to go this week. That was an injury scare from earlier during training camp. But the movement has been towards the Rams and the under. Usually you get favored and over, dog and under, but the Rams have gotten bet. We've been kind of dancing between 2.5 and 3. All the 2.5s have been bet. We're now 3 minus 110 across the board, and the total, that's now gone under the key number of 44. Started at 44.5, saw some 44s yesterday, now 43.5 across the board. I agree with that movement. If you can find 44 or better, I think it's a banger under bet. In terms of the side, I love the Houston Texans. I'll take +3. I'll take money line. I'll take Texans alts. I think this has the potential to be a disaster class for Matthew Stafford in his first real action out there between dealing with the back injury all throughout training camp. So give me Houston big, and I like the under in the game.
I think you nailed it. I have nothing left to add. So hit us with the Ravens and the Bills on Sunday Night Football to close. And I like Baltimore in the game, as I've said a bunch over the last month or so.
Yep, for the Baltimore Ravens, Isaiah Likely out. He's not going to be playing, dealing with the broken foot. For the Buffalo Bills, Khalil Shakir, high ankle sprain. Full participant today at practice, but like, that's just not a great injury for a skill guy, as Nick has mentioned earlier throughout the show. But the betting movement has been towards Baltimore. The Ravens, I think most football fans, who's the best team in the league? It's the Baltimore Ravens. They're now the favorite at most sports books after being the underdog for much of the summer. Not a massive move going from 1.5-point dog to 1-point favorite, but still notable nonetheless. The total has gone down a little bit to the under, which I find interesting. I think of these two teams as being more high scoring. As it pertains for me, let's see how far this goes. I might bet Buffalo if we get to Ravens 2, 2.5. I don't think there's anything that's stopping it. So I might bet the Buffalo Bills by the time we get to Sunday night.
And I would say good luck with that, but I mean, I've been wrong before and I'll be wrong again.
Yeah.
On the other side, former You Better You Bet co-host Danny Parkins of Fox Sports 1 joins the show talking the Bears and much more on a Wednesday.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.